Aniara presents House of Cards, the dirty game behind the game, Confessions of a FIFA Referee, by Jonas Eriksson and Anders Sedhamre.
Chapter 1. Kickoff. It's precisely that sound I miss the most. That cold, echoing, hard sound when the studs of the boots rhythmically strike the mute cement floor, creating an echo that says, "The kickoff is imminent." Ideally, it should be screw-in studs against the stone floor, new studs that you fasten before each match. Fewer in number, slightly harder material, but louder sound. That's probably what I miss the most, standing there in the tunnel and hearing that sound. From a distance, it sounds like a short click, then another, and then several more. Eventually, it grows with increasing strength as all the steps come closer and closer. It approaches a crescendo when 22 people and twice as many feet and shoes arrive at my position, where I've been standing perfectly still for a few minutes, waiting for today's main actors, the players. The sound fades as slowly as it began. The first player to arrive comes to a halt. Then a string of 11 players lines up on each side. Finally, nearly 300 studs have found their way, and the cold, echoing sound ceases. I smell the scent of sweat, liniment, sometimes perfume, always adrenaline. When the echo of the studs has silenced, it's replaced by voices and shouts, encouraging, threatening, and testosterone-fueled dark tones in various languages try to instill courage in their teams and simultaneously dominate their opponents. I stand silently, savoring the moment. I smile. I know I earn the least of everyone on the pitch, but at the same time, I'm the one who risks facing both hatred and threats every time I go to work. Yet despite this, I absolutely wouldn't want to change jobs or trade places with anyone in the world. In a few minutes, it will be time for kickoff, but in just a few seconds, I'll take the lead and walk onto the green turf. It reaches me first, the deafening cheer from the crowd in the sold-out arena. As I walk in, the 22 players obediently follow me, 80,000 spectators scream out their joy, and several hundred million viewers settle in front of their TV sets worldwide. Ahead of me lie 90 minutes where I'll be forced to make several hundred important decisions, all lightning fast, with no opportunity to call a meeting, talk to a friend, or sleep on it. I have no idea how the match will unfold, what decisions I'll need to make, or what difficult situations I'll have to resolve. What I am certain of, however, is one thing. What has driven me here, and what has made me continue with my job for 31 years. I love refereeing football. Chapter 2. A Referee's Upbringing. It's the 23rd of April, 2002. I'm 28 years old and have been a FIFA referee since the turn of the year. I've just received my license to officiate international football matches, but I've barely refereed any competitive matches abroad and only officiated 13 matches at the highest level back home in Sweden. This spring, however, I've been the fourth official in Anders Frisk's team and found myself at the center of world football, the Champions League playoffs, first at the Stadio Olimpico in Rome, then at Anfield in Liverpool, and now at Camp Nou in Barcelona. Anders is about to blow the whistle to start the Champions League semifinal, and it's not just any semifinal, but El Clásico, Barcelona versus Real Madrid. I have to pinch myself. Even though I'm a newcomer, I already know that unexpected things can happen. After the round of 16 match between AS Roma and Galatasaray in March, absolute chaos erupted when the players were leaving the pitch after the match. Leaders and players from both teams clashed, and we in the referee team tried to intervene as stars like Francesco Totti, Gabriel Batistuta, and Fabio Capello came to blows. I was never scared, even though I was hit by an elbow to the back of the head in the midst of the melee. That time, we had to leave Rome escorted by police all the way to the gate at the airport. As the fourth official, one of my tasks is to perform the customary equipment check on the players before the match. As I try to find my way around the...